Listening test.
ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。テストはパート A、パート B、パート C に分かれています。それぞれのパートの初めに放送される日本語の説明に従って回答してください。答えは放送による英語の質問をそれぞれ聞いた後、1から4の中から最も適切なものを一つ選び、番号で答えてください。
Part A
問題用紙に印刷されているそれぞれの写真を見ながら、放送される英文を聞いて答えてください。回答は4つの選択肢の中から、正しいものの番号を一つ選んでください。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。英文は2回読まれます。では、第1問から始めます。
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test booklet. 1.
A man is talking on the phone.
2.
A man is getting a flight ticket.
3.
A man is carrying a suitcase.
4.
A man is trying to get on board.
1.
A man is talking on the phone.
2.
A man is getting a flight ticket.
3.
A man is carrying a suitcase.
4.
A man is trying to get on board.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test booklet. 1.
A boy is walking on the grass.
2.
A boy is on his knees.
3.
A boy is watering the flowers.
4.
A boy has broken a water pot.
1.
A boy is walking on the grass.
2.
A boy is on his knees.
3.
A boy is watering the flowers.
4.
A boy has broken a water pot.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test booklet. 1.
The light bulbs are being replaced.
2.
Books are piled up on the floor.
3.
Every desk is facing the wall.
4.
Plants are placed on a bookshelf.
1.
The light bulbs are being replaced.
2.
Books are piled up on the floor.
3.
Every desk is facing the wall.
4.
Plants are placed on a bookshelf.
Part B.
これから5組の短い対話を放送します。それぞれの対話の後に、その対話について英語の質問を一つずつします。質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、下に印刷されている答えの中から一つ選び、番号で答えなさい。対話と質問は2回読まれます。
Number 4.
Hey Jim, sorry I missed your call.
No worries. I just wanted you to buy chocolate syrup and vanilla ice cream on your way home. I wanted to make chocolate shakes for dessert, but I realized we're out of both.
Yeah, sure. That's my fault, by the way. I ate all of the ice cream yesterday. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Let's skip the chocolate shakes and have something else instead tonight. What do you feel like?
Oh no, chocolate shakes would be perfect. I can never have too much ice cream and chocolate.
Question.
Why do they not have ice cream at home?
Hey Jim, sorry I missed your call.
No worries. I just wanted you to buy chocolate syrup and vanilla ice cream on your way home. I wanted to make chocolate shakes for dessert, but I realized we're out of both.
Yeah, sure. That's my fault, by the way. I ate all of the ice cream yesterday. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Let's skip the chocolate shakes and have something else instead tonight. What do you feel like?
Oh no, chocolate shakes would be perfect. I can never have too much ice cream and chocolate.
Question.
Why do they not have ice cream at home?
Number 5.
My computer just shut down suddenly. I was working on my paper and I was almost finished.
Uh-oh, but you saved the data, right? I'm sure you can restore it if you saved it.
That's the problem. I don't remember if I clicked the save button. I was so focused for the last few hours that I didn't even think about saving it.
Does that mean your hours of work are gone?
I really hope not. I'll just restart my computer and maybe I can get it back.
Question.
Why can't the man remember if he saved the data?
My computer just shut down suddenly. I was working on my paper and I was almost finished.
Uh-oh, but you saved the data, right? I'm sure you can restore it if you saved it.
That's the problem. I don't remember if I clicked the save button. I was so focused for the last few hours that I didn't even think about saving it.
Does that mean your hours of work are gone?
I really hope not. I'll just restart my computer and maybe I can get it back.
Question.
Why can't the man remember if he saved the data?
Number 6.
Good morning, Nathan. You didn't drive here today?
No, I'm taking the train this week.
How come? Is there something wrong with your car?
No, it's fine. There's construction going on my way to the office, and I don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Oh, that might save you some money, since gas prices are really high right now.
You're right. In fact, I might just use the train from now on. I kind of like sitting there and reading on my phone.
Question.
Why did Nathan come to work by train? Good morning, Nathan. You didn't drive here today?
No, I'm taking the train this week.
How come? Is there something wrong with your car?
No, it's fine. There's construction going on my way to the office, and I don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Oh, that might save you some money, since gas prices are really high right now.
You're right. In fact, I might just use the train from now on. I kind of like sitting there and reading on my phone.
Question.
Why did Nathan come to work by train?
Number 7.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, but you'll have to take your drink outside.
Oh, sorry. I thought I could bring drinks inside.
Unfortunately, bringing food and drinks into the conference room is prohibited.
Last time, I brought coffee with me and there was no problem. Did something change?
Yes. For health and safety reasons, please finish it and throw it away before entering.
I'll drink it outside and come back.
Question.
What did the woman decide to do with her coffee? Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, but you'll have to take your drink outside.
Oh, sorry. I thought I could bring drinks inside.
Unfortunately, bringing food and drinks into the conference room is prohibited.
Last time, I brought coffee with me and there was no problem. Did something change?
Yes. For health and safety reasons, please finish it and throw it away before entering.
I'll drink it outside and come back.
Question.
What did the woman decide to do with her coffee?
Number 8.
Excuse me. My wife and I booked seats C9 and C10, but someone else is sitting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. There must have been a booking error, so let me just check.
We saw some free seats behind our original ones. Could we change to those instead?
Unfortunately, that row is completely booked out. The one behind that is free, though.
That will be fine.
Here are your new tickets. You are two rows back in seats 13 and 14. Sorry for the trouble.
Question.
Where are the man and his wife going to sit?
Excuse me. My wife and I booked seats C9 and C10, but someone else is sitting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. There must have been a booking error, so let me just check.
We saw some free seats behind our original ones. Could we change to those instead?
Unfortunately, that row is completely booked out. The one behind that is free, though.
That will be fine.
Here are your new tickets. You are two rows back in seats 13 and 14. Sorry for the trouble.
Question.
Where are the man and his wife going to sit?
Part C.
これからやや長い英文を一つ放送します。英文の後に、その英文について英語の質問を二つします。質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、下に印刷されている答えの中から一つ選び、番号で答えなさい。英文と質問は二回読まれます。
Good morning, passengers. This is your captain speaking.I'd like to welcome everyone on 7 Star Flight 7J9. We are currently cruising at 28,000 feet at an airspeed of 400 miles per hour. The time is 7:15 a.m. The weather looks wonderful, and we are expecting to land in Melbourne at 11 a.m., about 20 minutes ahead of schedule. The weather in Melbourne is sunny,with a high of 20 degrees. The cabin crew will be coming around in about 15 minutes to offer you breakfast and a drink. We ask that you open your shades now. Please enjoy the rest of the flight and thank you for flying with 7 Star.
Number 9. Question.
Which is true about the current flight?
Number 10. Question.
When will the passengers enjoy their breakfast?
Good morning, passengers. This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome everyone on 7 Star Flight 7J9. We are currently cruising at 28,000 feet at an airspeed of 400 miles per hour.The time is 7:15 a.m. The weather looks wonderful, and we are expecting to land in Melbourne at 11 a.m., about 20 minutes ahead of schedule. The weather in Melbourne is sunny, with a high of 20 degrees. The cabin crew will be coming around in about 15 minutes to offer you breakfast and a drink. We ask that you open your shades now.Please enjoy the rest of the flight and thank you for flying with 7 Star.
Number 9. Question.
Which is true about the current flight?
Number 10. Question.
When will the passengers enjoy their breakfast?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。では、引き続き 次のページに取り掛かってください。